This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Time is 7 after the hour. I'm the Doug Steffen with the J, Jennifer Horn, and the B, Victoria Keelan here at your service on your side. Jennifer, what's the update?
Well, I'd love to tell you about all the latest crazy going on in California. And Kara and I were actually talking about this the other day on social media. There's a, you know, first it was public enemy number one in California was the plastic straw. Now that we've gotten rid of all the pesky straws, who do we go after next? Well, we go after the paper receipt. That seems to be the next target in California as the things we need to eliminate. San Francisco Assemblyman Phil Ting took a cue from U.S. senators when introducing a bill on Tuesday. He did it by grandstanding a bit with a massive prop, which was a dude dressed as a paper receipt that stood next to him while he was at the podium. Hey. He introduced Assembly Bill 161, aiming to curb the use of paper receipts by requiring businesses in California to offer electronic receipts unless customers specifically ask for a paper copy. He argues many people don't realize most paper receipts can't be recycled, so they produce extra weight. Now, this was about a 20-minute press conference. He announced the legislation. He had the guy there dressed as a receipt that stood on a stool in the background who didn't laugh, by the way, during all of this. They were all very serious, which made it even more weird. And this is going to be a bill that's similar to the paper straw. Look, I don't like
I hate getting receipts. I had my receipts just emailed whenever I get that option. It's so much better.
Number one is, if you do that, you've got to give whatever business you're at your email address. So there's number one. Some people don't want to do that.
So they can send you, flood your inbox with all kinds of promotional crap that you don't want. And that is part of it. Have you ever seen that notice, ladies, on the bottom? By accepting this receipt, you are going along with, I'm paraphrasing here, our ability to send you promotional material. If you don't click on it, then you don't get the stuff. But in order to get your receipt, you're going to get all of their garbage. And, you can unsubscribe to it. But Or in some cases you can. I know I asked you the other day about 23andMe. There's no way you can unsubscribe from 23andMe. There's no place on any of their things. So what was good to begin with in terms of 23andMe getting that information, now you just keep, every day there's a different promotion. Buy this, do that, get lost. Okay, that's that. Thank you.
Well, Jennifer, number one is, you don't want to, maybe some people don't want to hand over their email address. The thing that I have a problem with is not that I'm in love with receipts at all. It's the fact that they're going to put more restriction on California businesses. What if this is the only thing the business is set up to do? What if it's going to cost them extra money to put in an electronic?
You think they care? The state of California doesn't give a damn about that stuff.
This is what's annoying. Let the businesses decide. If they want to offer an electronic receipt because that's the direction that their consumers are going in, great. If they
How many of those
to hand
people,
someone a paper receipt? Let them do it. Why do we have to have more regulation?
How many people on the state assembly in California are business people? I'd love to know.
Not very many.
No, I would guess there were very, very, very few. And these are career politicians. They get started and they just keep cranking away and cranking away. They start about the same age as Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, and then they spend the rest of their life sitting in some political position. What, by the way, I thought it was interesting. Whoopi Goldberg the other day, after, you know, I've gone on about a little bit, some might say it was a rant, but it was just my focus on this young woman who might have a lot to add, but she certainly is distracting from what she does have to add. In my opinion, some people think it's sexist, the attack, the news media attack on her. She's bringing it on herself. So Whoopi Goldberg said on The View the other day, sit down, be quiet, and learn your job.
Well, the thing that's actually frustrating to me is I don't see it as sexist as much. I see it as ageist. And it's funny because you always talk about how ageism is, you know, frustrating and you know, people talking about your age. And it's very frustrating for me, too, because people have to start somewhere. And, you know, what are they supposed to do?
They're supposed to learn the job, like Whoopi said, and stop being a showboat.
I think that's my read on it. Which I agree. I want people to sit down and learn their job, but I also think that there's a different world that we live in now than the one that you grew up in, and I don't think you have as much of a choice. If you're in the public eye, then people are going to write articles about you, and they're going to make videos of you, and they're going to do... And they're going to put every single thing that you do on social media, whether you want them to or not. So I think you're stuck between a rock and a hard place if you're growing up in the working world like I am now. It's just a thing that happens.
It just, you know, I actually kind of agree with the ladies. As much as I'm not a fan of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, I'm not a fan of this Tlaib, Rashida Tlaib. I'm so far more offended by what they think is good for the country than anything that they do or say or the mathematics that they don't know when they're on sitting with Anderson Cooper. What offends me more is that they have this vision of socialism in the country. And I think people get distracted because it's fun. And I think they're interesting people. I mean, at least the one thing about Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is she's at least inspired people. She's got a little fire to her. And so I think she's a little different than what the status quo has been. And that's why the cameras love her. Certainly that's why social media loves her. That's why she has 2.5 million followers. And we can pretend all day long what it is about her that makes her so special. She's a good looking young woman who people think, wow, where did she come from? And people want to look at her because of that. I think if she were ugly, we would never have a conversation about her because a lot of this culture is based in looks. And more than any other stereotype.
Is that why people voted for her? Why do people vote for her?
I think probably she was able to shake it up a little bit. I mean, people right now are not voting for the people with the most experience because they don't care. They want to shake things up. They want
to
shake up Washington, D.C.
Right? We laud those people who are different. We throw the old-timers out and bring new people.
Talking about someone who put in work, she had a grassroots campaign. She went all around her districts and talked to all of the people to actually get them to go out and vote for her, whereas the guy she was competing against, who'd been in office didn't do anything because
he didn't even show up at a debate that she showed up to.
Didn't take her seriously. That's what it was. And it came back to bite him. So it's an interesting story. I guarantee if she were ugly, no one would care because the most crazy ism in this country has to do with looks. It has nothing to do, well, it has something to do, but mostly it has to do with looks. That takes in everything into account as far as the color of your skin, your age, what you look. I mean, it all is about, are you appealing to the eye? And she is, and so people want to look at her. But that being said, people on my side of the aisle, it's being said that a lot of Republicans are up in arms about AOC. They don't like her. You know, they think she's ridiculous. Okay, it's fun to laugh at her a little bit because she sets herself up when she's asked a question about math or foreign policy, and she doesn't know the answer. And instead of just saying, I don't know the answer, or coming up with something to redirect, she kind of looks like a dope. That's a sign of inexperience, which I think she will pick up at some point, because most of these politicians don't know the answer, but they've learned the art of redirection.
So I've been there a long time. I don't know the answer.
Right. So, you know, I think she'll get that, obviously. But let's be outraged by what she thinks is good for the country. Because that to me is scary. It doesn't make a lot of sense. There's no way to pay for what she proposes. And I don't think it's good for our culture as a whole. That's what ticks me off. I don't care if somebody says we're talking about Trump and saying we should impeach him like Tlaib did. Or if she looks like a dope on Anderson Cooper. Let's worry about her policy.
So that may be part of what is underlying in my my response or reaction to her, is that her ideas are immature, but they represent an immaturity and a naivete. And you can say, well, when you were a kid, look at what the Kennedys, they were young when they got into office. But they didn't go about the business of projecting themselves the same way that...
Well, there wasn't an outlet for it, though. You have to really...
know about it.
Yeah, no one even knew about it. You know, Alexandria is 27. Her whole life has been social media. Every 27-year-old is heavily into social media. So I think the critics, I think Kara is 100% right. There is so much ageism happening here. And, you know, when we saw Mark Zuckerberg and the guy from Google sitting in front of the fossils there, and they were asking the dumbest questions, and we all said, oh my gosh, everybody's so old and they're so out of touch. Well, the pendulum swings the other way, and now she's too young and she's into social media too much. It's like, you can't win, you know, either way.
I don't have to defend myself, but I will tell you, the idea of somebody starting, as this young woman has, or this woman in Boston, my district elected a young woman, you can Google her, Maria Robinson is her name. She's the same age. She was elected to replace the fellow that was my dear friend that died in office last year, Chris Walsh. I did not support her during the campaign because I didn't know that much about her, and the people who were supporting her weren't exactly my friends. But I will tell you, in this circumstance, with these people that I'm talking about, they have dug in, they know what the issues are, and they're working at fixing problems and dealing with things that help their constituents. And for that, I have, I'm very, very happy. I'm going to, you know, it's funny how you support some of these people. In my case, I ran a check and support their reelection. And anyway, I'm trying to make the point that here are a couple of young people that are really into the political atmosphere and are digging in and finding out what the issues are and doing their job. That's what their job is.
Yeah,
not to gain lots of media attention.
Well, I guess in response to that, and I'm super glad that, you know, your mind was changed and that this person has come around and is helping you. And I guess the only thing is you didn't support that person at first, and then, you know, she was able to come through and change your mind. And you know, for a young person, I would hope that we would give them an opportunity like we have everyone else who's been in office for 30 years to learn the job and to get better at it and to learn the ropes. And I think Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez has only been in office for a very short time and doesn't have a ton of experience with it. And so instead of judging her super harshly on something she hasn't had a chance to learn yet, that I would hope over the next few months, you know, if she's terrible and never learns how to do it and makes terrible decisions for her constituents, then, yeah, I don't want her to be there. But until we have the chance to learn that, then I wouldn't want to judge super harshly. I think everyone...
20 minutes after the hour on the DJV program.
You started a DIY project at home. Then you realize convenience isn't always easy. The why in DIY doesn't mean why is this so hard. At ADT, we DIFY, do it for you. We customize and install a secure smart home that you control from the palm of your hand or the sound of your voice. Smart security, designed and installed just for you with ADT. Visit ADT.com/smart to learn more. License information available at ADT.com. ADT, real protection.
Geico presents Unhelpful Home Improvement How-Tos.
A slippery bathroom floor can result in expensive hospital bills. So today, I'll show you how to cushion a serious fall by filling your bathroom with thousands of plastic balls. Just nail a piece of plywood across the doorway and dump in 2,000 multicolored plastic balls.
You could try to protect yourself with a bathroom full of plastic balls, or you could get liability coverage through the Geico Insurance Agency. Visit Geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
Oh, hey.
Hey, did you hear? My friend's company was the victim of an email impersonation attack.
It's a serious threat to every business.
What if cyber criminals target us and trick accounting into making a wire transfer?
Don't worry. We have Barracuda.
So we're secured?
Yeah. Barracuda uses artificial intelligence to detect and block spear phishing and account takeover attempts.
What a relief.
Don't become a victim. Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda. Your journey secured.
Doug Steffen here. I'm a firm believer that when you're healthy, you're happy. And that's why I use CBD oil from Ancient Life Oil. It's a natural remedy made with nothing but the purest ingredients blended in coconut oil. And I'm telling you, it's the home run hitter for health right now. I couldn't believe at first, but now I see why all the rage. The benefits are truly infinite. For me, it's the ultimate pain reliever. And now my go-to product for headaches as well. Ancient Life Oil is a non-psychoactive, legal in all 50 states, basically giving you all the benefits without the high. Just look up CBD oil benefits and find out why thousands of people are making CBD oil a part of their daily routine. You'll be certainly happy you did that. Ready to live your life to the best, to the fullest? Then AncientLifeOil.com is your trusted source for CBD oil. That's AncientLifeOil.com, AncientLifeOil.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
There's a lot of talk about this guy, R. Kelly. Been all over social media, been all over the news media. This song, most of you, if you don't know who R. Kelly is, you listen to this song, and you know the song. This happens to be something I like this song a lot, frankly. I Believe I Can Fly. There was a Lifetime documentary about him called Surviving R. Kelly. A lot of viewers took it upon themselves to take some action. The phone lines at the district attorney's office in Fulton County became flooded. Residents demanding something be done regarding decades of alleged abuse of minors by this guy. The DA's office listened to the public outcry. They've launched an investigation into the allegations made against him. The report goes on to state the investigation is a direct result of the harrowing claims made in this documentary, these documentaries, the docuseries. Investigators have already started reaching out to several survivors, families who came forward to share their experiences, including Kelly's ex-girlfriend and the parents of a lady named Jocelyn Savage. Law enforcement searching for information from anybody who lived in Kelly's former Atlanta mansion, individuals who may have worked with him and have knowledge of what went on inside the mansion. But there has been, I'm sure you ladies have seen all of it, been discussed a lot now lately, with the Me Too movement being as important as it is. Then there's the sort of corresponding focus on John Legend and what he had to say about R. Kelly. Interesting, a photograph of John Legend and Harvey Weinstein posing together in 2016 has resurfaced. Legend took to Twitter to respond to the backlash about not publicly denouncing it. He appears in this docuseries about R. Kelly, which discusses the abuse allegations that we're talking about here. He was one of few celebrities willing to be in the series to denounce Kelly, and he got a lot of praise once it aired this past weekend. I think there was a lot of stuff on social media about Legend and people saying he was a hero because he did what he did and said what he said about Kelly. So, after being criticized for not giving Weinstein the same treatment, he responded as follows, quote, I took a photo with and worked with Harvey on several occasions before his abuse was known to me and the rest of the world. since his being exposed, his company, his career have rightfully been destroyed, and he's been indicted. Sounds like something that should happen to R. Kelly. Anyway, so... isn't it? This kind of plays into what we were saying a few minutes ago about Ocasio-Cortez, in a sense. You know, whether we make too much, we judge too much by just one frame, one
right.
picture, rather
How
than the whole...
How many people took pictures with Harvey Weinstein? Everyone
hundreds,
who ever
thousands.
Met him.
Right, exactly.
And because John Legend didn't publicly, I guess, make statements about Harvey Weinstein, now everyone wants to attack him, even though he's trying to do something good about a real problem, which has affected a lot of people, and those victims of R. Kelly's have had no justice. And so it's just, it kind of feels like we're in this world where you just can't win. You just
that's what social media is about.
It's never enough for anybody. It's never enough.
There's never a final answer, a final word. Let's bring, that your final answer?
Right.
Bring Regis back again. Anyway, Legend tweeting his response to the criticism over the picture. Also in the picture is his wife Chrissy Teigen with Weinstein. He said, don't bring up some old pictures of me and somebody else. No one asked me to be in the Harvey documentary. I'm friends with surviving R. Kelly director and several protesters in the Mute R. Kelly movement, so I had a personal connection and agreed to appear. I don't just go around interviewing for every expose. All of this is dumb. And you know what? I agree with him. I like John Legend a lot, as you can tell by listening to me when I talk about him, but this is another reason to like him, I think. 28 past the hour. Taking Viagra for ED, some great news from Arlie Drug. You can get sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in generic 20-milligram pills for just $2 a tablet. That's a savings of $40 a dose. Arlie Drug, North Carolina pharmacy, delivering generic sildenafil to your door. Avoid growing prescription copays and uncomfortable pharmacy visits. Purchase sildenafil now. Call 800-601-0310. That's 800-601-0310. Again, 800-601-0310.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
The Republicans are totally unified.
President Trump refusing to cave on his campaign promise to finish building the border wall. He speaks with reporters on Capitol Hill, saying Republicans are unified.
We want border security. We want safety for our country.
Later, the president leaves a meeting at the White House with Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer after the two Democrats refuse to budge. House Minority Leader Republican Kevin McCarthy telling reporters after the meeting,
the president would go back and forth in a negotiation in a very respectful way. I saw Schumer continue to raise his voice. The president then turned to the speaker and politely asked her, okay, Nancy, if we open the government up in 30 days, could we have border security? She raised her hand and said, no, not at all. The president calmly said, I guess you're still not wanting to deal with the problem.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I was diagnosed with congestive heart failure. I went from being able to work 14, 16 hours a day with no problem to where I could barely walk a block to the store. I went on to the phytonutrients about 6 months ago, and within a couple of months, my medical doctor had cut my prescriptions down in a little bit smaller dosage. The next time I went back, a month later, I walked into the doctor's office, and he said, "My gosh, what's happened to you? You don't even look like the same person." He looked at my legs, and the swelling had gone down. My blood pressure was down. The venous stasis ulcers that I had had on my legs for the last 4 or 5 years because of the poor circulation were all healed, and I'm feeling far better.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
The business of conversation. We're in business to converse, and business is good. On the DJV show, Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. Kara Schillen is at the controls in our studio in Washington, and we're in our studios. I'm in Massachusetts, at least for another week or so. But then, see ya. Jennifer, I'm coming.
Coming? Did you find a place to live?
It's like Hollywood. Let's see, where are we? Just off Sunset, apparently, in a nice little bungalow.
You call everything a bungalow. What is a bungalow?
Bungalow.
Like everything's a bungalow.
Sort of
a little pool house.
Yeah, kind of. It's a little place that I've never liked big places out there because I don't need them. Just the first place. Well, I've read. Yeah, I know. So just neat little places. Anyway, so that's what's going on. Victoria's in New Jersey. Kara's in Washington. Here we go, Victoria. Let's take us through our paces.
All right. Well, the NFL is making some history this weekend. Specifically, Sarah Thomas, who is an NFL official, she made history in 2015 when she was hired by the NFL to be the first full-time female official in the league history. This weekend, with the Los Angeles Chargers at Foxborough Stadium playing the New England Patriots in the playoffs, she will make history. Stephen.
Nah.
What?
She said generous says the Patriots are going down.
No, I like the Patriots. I like them. I like the Chargers, though, too. Go ahead. Sorry. Well, she's going to make history again because she will be she'll be on the field, and she will be one of the officials for the playoffs. And that makes her – that's two different times now that she has made history in the NFL. And so she'll be the first female referee to officiate a playoff game. And she has spent the past two seasons as a down judge after starting out as a line judge. So she's kind of been working her way up, which is cool. So now
what's
she's
her
gotten
background,
a big
Victoria?
Promotion.
What is she? Well, how did she come by the knowledge that she has of football? What's her experience?
I don't know. I don't know her specific background, but she's definitely started and worked her way up, you know, as all the officials do. She's gone up through the rankings. So it'll be kind of cool to see a female referee on the field for the playoffs.
I'm looking at, I'm wondering, a lot of attention this time of year is paid to the professional football players. I wonder about some of the football playoffs on the college level. I see the Clemson beat Crimson, the Crimson Tide 44-16 over
spanked.
the weekend. And I wonder how much this, the reason I bring it up is because it reminds me sort of all the attention paid to March Madness and the college basketball players and how much money there is in that, and wondering about that, the effect of money on college football as well. You know my feelings about football in general. I think the program should be just disbanded, frankly, because professional football, if people want to watch it, that's cool. The people who are playing sign their contracts. They know what they're into and in for. And maybe I should think the same thing about the college players, because there certainly is no shortage of information now about what happens to you when you play this kind of rough and tumble ball games. They look at the guy that got hurt very badly at the game this past weekend. So, I don't know. I kind of am wondering, my friends that go to or have been alums of Ohio State and all the attention that's paid to them and that all the money that comes to Ohio State from people who support their football program and the upset, the coach whose name I can't remember who got fired for some misdemeanor or whatever he was doing. Isn't there a sex thing with him too? The guy that ran the football program at Ohio State? Wasn't there some kind of a...
I don't know about that.
Urban Meyer. It wasn't a sex thing with him, but it's that he kept a coach on who had been accused and found, I think, guilty of domestically assaulting his wife multiple times, and he kept him on and kind of kept it a secret.
Right. Okay. So that there was something like that, I knew. All right. Also, this week we were decrying the increase in cost. If you're a Disney fan or if you're planning a February vacation to bring your children out to Disney World, Disneyland, Florida, California, man, did you see the ruckus after the announcement on Monday, the noise that has been created by people protesting? I don't think Disney counted on that.
I don't believe them. Of course they did. I don't believe them. These people that are protesting are going to go to the park. That's the problem, is that somehow, no matter how broke we all are, no matter how much money everybody says it's going to cost to go to the park, everybody still finds a way to go to Disneyland. It's crazy to me how this happens, but
it does. People going because of their...
Last year they raised their prices by 18%. This year it's 25%. So last year there was a huge spike in attendance. It all comes down to the annual pass. The people with the annual pass are the ones that are coming back and going 2-3 weekends a month, or maybe coming during the week when they
Do you do the same thing over and over again? I've been to both the parks a couple of times, and I don't understand what you do once you go through the rides. What do you go back and do the same thing over and over again?
Well, there are a lot of rides, and you've got multiple parks now. You have California Adventure and Disneyland, and you've got restaurants. People go in and ride two rides and go home. You've got parades, fireworks, all that stuff.
It now costs $104 a day for the basic ticket, $129 instead of $117 to do some of the other cool. And then there's the price that was $135, is now $149. There are different categories. You have to pay $25 a day to park instead of $20, you know, that kind of stuff. And the fans seem to be upset over the hike in in prices. But you're right, Jennifer. People still go, and maybe Disney did the research and figured out, nobody's going to care.
So,
All right, other business news. The New York Stock Exchange is going to have a new competition, a new competitor to New York, let's see, NASDAQ. It's a new stock exchange competing with these others. New exchange called Members Exchange, MEMX, being launched by 9 Wall Street companies, Bank of America, Merrill Lynch, Morgan Stanley, Fidelity. They say their reasoning, they want to lower trading costs, increase competition, and promote transparency. Now, that's a lot for a Bank of America to come up with that, or actually any of these guys. Fidelity's okay, but I'm not. Well, maybe we'll give them the benefit of the doubt. The system that is in place currently, controlled by a few big players, been under criticism for fees that they charge to get the information, monitoring stock prices, that sort of thing. One of the founding members of the Members Exchange says he hopes the new initiative will transform markets for the better. But then, on the other hand, a couple of trading experts said that they were doubtful the average investor would see any cost decreases from the launch. So this is good for the members, I suppose, in a manner of speaking. Anybody understand how this actually all works? I've always been confused by all of this stuff. I just found people that I trusted if I had money, which I haven't for the last 10 years, to put in stocks and that sort of thing. But I don't know. You wonder who to trust. Yes, no? Anybody got any money in 401ks or anything that is under scrutiny, or do you try to follow? That's what the Bloomberg device actually is all about. It's what makes it stand out among all the others. I don't know why you need, with all the people who do it at home, I know some people, the lady I know who lives in San Diego, who is a day trader, and she makes, on average, $4,000 or $5,000 a day. She spends 3 or 4 hours in the morning, gets up with the stock market, and starts and does 3 or 4 hours, and usually nets $3,000 or $4,000 a day, and calls it a day.
Wow.
She doesn't need any of that stuff. So I think it's just how you study it and who you believe, frankly. Also in business, the name Sears Roebuck and Company went by the wayside when an investor, hedge fund guy named Eddie Lambert, bought Sears when it was about to declare bankruptcy, he bought the Sears holding company, which basically had all these leases and owned all this land all around the country, and that's why he bought it. He wasn't a retailer. He's not a merchandiser. He just bought it for the real estate. And now he's once again buying a piece of Sears so that it can remain open. His attorney said they had reached an acceptable agreement with this hedge fund. After a series of last-minute negotiations, Sears was going to be liquidated because of Lambert and his management. But now they have revised a $4.4 billion bid that would keep at least 425 of the stores open. Under the new terms, Lambert has to come up with a $120 million cash payment as a down payment by the middle of the week. They did find that his bid was acceptable. Sears Roebuck, at the time he bought the real estate holdings, was worth 10 times the $4.4 billion. This was America's largest retail. You knew that, right? At one point in time, Sears Roebuck was the largest retailer in our country. And now it's...
How was the Sears catalog, remember? I mean, that thing came, I'd sit there for hours with my pen, dog-earing everything.
Yeah. And I know
I thought the Sears catalog, like I've seen on Antiques Roadshow,
Money. They've been around that long.
I didn't know they were still 400 pages when I was like 8.
Oh,
it would come
fabulous
in the mail.
Stuff.
It's huge.
Yeah. It was the originator of what we do online now. You buy out of a catalog instead of out of a, you buy basically offline as a catalog. Same thing, just a different vehicle in which to pay for it and get it shipped to you. You had to send the order in to the catalog headquarters. There was the Spiegel catalog in Chicago. And
that was another good one.
Yeah.
Yeah,
right. So anyway, this guy's a scumbucket, and he's a bottom feeder, and you know he's playing this for all it's worth. Meanwhile, the stockholders at Sears got screwed, as you can imagine, and so on it goes. But Sears, the thing that troubles me more than anything else is when I drive down 4th Street in Santa Monica, there's a big old Sears store. If you go down the 10 and get on the PCH right there, look up to the right, and even the old letter, it's just an old, when you went into it, you got the feeling of some really great tradition. And now they're, you know, basically redoing it because it's not a Sears store anymore. Anyhow, so time marches on. And speaking of time, it's 46 after the hour.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
Get a $50 credit to give your first job posting premium placement at Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, quality standards, and usage limits apply. Additional terms online.
Your skin does a lot for you. It endures the cold and sun and nights when you sleep with your makeup on. Tell it you love it back during the Love Your Skin event at Ulta Beauty with brands like Philosophy, Dermalogica, and Clinique. All 50% off with daily beauty steals. Plus, licensed skin experts will give your skin the love it deserves with customized facial treatments that fit your needs and goals. Hurry in now through January 26th for a gift with purchase from brands like Mario Badescu, Peter Thomas Roth, and Murad. Ulta Beauty, the possibilities are beautiful.
My dad is a proud doer, always building, repairing, or maintaining something. He relies on Craftsman tools, and I do the same. Today, Craftsman mechanics tools, metal storage, and lighting are available from your favorite retailers. But that's only the beginning. A full line of retooled and refined products are on the way. Find your favorite store at Craftsman.com, and stay tuned for more big news from this trusted American brand.
When's the last time you checked your credit score? Those three-digit scores can have a huge impact on your financial life. Credit Karma can help you with free scores, free reports, and free monitoring. Credit Karma also gives you the tips, tools, and advice you need to understand your credit and how to improve it. You can even spot potential errors on your credit report. That can mean better interest rates on loans and credit cards, which can save you thousands of dollars in the long run. Signing up is completely free. No credit card needed. Visit CreditKarma.com or download the Credit Karma app now.
United States Navy veteran Jack Holder talks about the first strike on Pearl Harbor.
After the first wave hit, we had construction crews. The Oklahoma, battleship Oklahoma, had turned turtle up. The keel of the ship was up. We had construction crews out there on the bottom of the ship, cutting holes in the bottom of the ship, rescuing seamen trapped inside.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. Carpal tunnel syndrome develops when the median nerve, one of three that runs through your wrist, gets squeezed or compressed. Surprisingly, the most common complaint that brings people to their doctor is trouble sleeping.
They wake up with nocturnal awakening. Their hands are burning on fire. It feels like pins and needles, and typically in the thumb, index, middle, and part of their ring finger.
Dr. Alex Shin says treating mild to moderate symptoms starts conservatively with splints.
Holding the wrist in an extended position so that when patients sleep, they don't flex their wrist down and further kink off their nerve, or corticosteroid injections to decrease the inflammation around the tendons and making more room available for that nerve in that tight canal.
If symptoms persist, Dr. Shin says surgery may be necessary, and there are several options that may be considered. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
After the hour now, it's time for our visit from Warren Eckstein, the host of the Pet Show, heard around the country every weekend. Lots of great advice, family-friendly, good conversation, lots of great calls, people with stupid questions, people with good questions. He's heard them all for the 30-some-odd years he's been doing this. All right, so Warren, I was asking you about stain remover. You can recommend a brand or not, but I still have a little bit of a problem with Daisy, she had no training at all. Lived in a cage. So I can't get upset at her when she doesn't control, but I've got her timing down pretty well now. But every once in a while, she has a boo-boo, and so, I want to make sure that we put something on that not only smells good, but really gets rid of the oil. I think that's the big problem, isn't it? Getting rid of the ground. If she pees on a rug or the couch or something, it gets into the fiber, and then they still feel, even if we kind of wash it away, we think we've cleaned it up, we haven't really, right?
Well, here's the biggest mistake people make. When the dog pees on the floor, the cat pees on the floor, they run to the cupboard, they get Mr. Clean, Top Job, Less Car, whatever, to clean it up. All of those products contain one thing that's similar, ammonia. Urine contains ammonia. So actually, by cleaning up with any of those products, it's like another dog came in and peed on the floor, and of course your dog's going to go back. There are many good products on the market for cleaning up. There's one I recommend. It's called Kids and Pets because it's less expensive, and its enzymes really, really work wonders. So that's a product I would recommend. But some of the other products on the market work well. This is one I've been using for like 15, 20 years, and I know that my listeners, for example, keep sending me emails saying how well it works. So that's what you need to clean up with. A product made specifically to get rid of dog or cat urine.
It's kind of like Hugs and Kisses, that line of vitamins and minerals that you've put together. Specifically, is a line for cats and a line for dogs. So for the same wheelhouse of thought. Hugs and Kisses at hugsandkisses.com for Warren. Meanwhile, as we get into the winter months, a lot of lousy weather across the country, which is normal for January and February, maybe early March. So dogs and people develop the same thing, cabin fever. Dogs that are used to being outside, they're inside. So what do you do about that?
You know, it's kind of interesting. You know, I've been in this field for a couple of weeks now, Doug, so I kind of get all the information from people. Yeah. And generally speaking, when I was doing a lot of training, and I ran the largest school in New York, pretty much East Coast for many years, during the winter months, that was the busiest time because dogs, and cats for that matter, but primarily dogs, really would change their behavior. They weren't getting the exercise they normally got. They weren't going outside to play. The owner got a cold, was too sick to take the dog for the longer walk, so the walks became shorter. So the dogs begin to feel just like we do when we're cooped up, anxious and depressed, and sometimes they act out, looking for any type of attention. So there are things you can do. For example, in New York City, when I was working in the city, it was too cold to go outside, it was raining or whatever. Staircase sprints, create fun. Run up and down the staircase instead of using the elevator. Go into the hallway, play monkey in the middle, one person on one end, another person on the other end. Be really creative in coming up with new ways of keeping the dog stimulated physically and mentally. And really, the cabin fever doesn't have to be a problem as long as you can be creative with indoor activities during the cold weather, even when you're sick.
Really? All right. So there is word to the wise. Now,
cabin fever.
Yeah. There's a sort of a rumor floating around that some dogs and their owners get involved in sort of a back and forth referred to as pet rage. Pets are outraged, or the humans outraged?
No, it's the humans. Move over, road rage. Forget this. You know, in California, I grew up in New York where people yell out the window. I'm in California now. Road rage is they shoot each other. It's crazy. But I'm getting more reports from dog parks around the country where people are getting into fisticuffs. They're yelling. They're screaming. The cops are being called because people are arguing over their pets, whether one person yells at another dog for getting too close to his dog, or they don't like the way this dog is playing. Let me tell you, I have no children, but I got to tell you, my pets are my children. So from my perspective, if someone looks at my dog wrong or says something to my dog, I'm going to be angry. I don't know if I'm going to punch him, but I'm going to be angry. So let's get some good, positive demeanor at the dog parks. Understand their dogs. Let them play. They're going to make mistakes. But really, a lot of police are responding to dog parks because people are having what we call pet rage, where they're fighting with each other over not their behavior, but the behavior of their dogs, which kind of encourages them to misbehave the way they do. A big problem. I never heard of this till recently, but I think it's going to be on the increase as more and more people are taking their dogs to dog parks, which is a great idea, by the way. But let's have a good dog park etiquette. No fighting over the dogs.
There's a cute little dog park right in Santa Monica that you and I have both been to, right up the street from where our coffee spot is. It's a neat place the dogs all go, and they have a great... I remember Charlotte going in there chasing the big dogs around. So I'll bring Daisy over there and see how she gets along. Warren Eckstein, check out thepetshow.com, 59 past the hour.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.